newspapers these words: "We will also work with Israel to promote and uphold the values we share and which we believe hold the key to prosperity in Europe and everywhere else in the world." This is a godless prosperity. It's a godless vision. Now, we are going to be tested. You are going to be tested. Both Jew and Gentile are being concluded in unbelief, and the true belief of both Jew and Gentile in the Messiah, in Jesus Christ, is going to determine whether or not you will become part of Satan's global government gospel that will be almost universally embraced. You've got to get my book, Seduction of the Saints, to find out how far this is really going and already has gone. And this resurrecting end-time Rome is going to brook no opposition once enthroned. In fact, it will actually destroy the religious system that helps to bring it into power. That's what Revelation chapter 17 tells us very clearly. So the question is, will you or I recognize Satan's duplicity, deception, in this hour of deception? Or will we end up dancing with the deceiver, seduced by his offer of counterfeit shalom or peace? It's going to be packaged alluringly in religious robes, calculated to convince everybody that those who don't keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus are actually the ones that are going to bring peace. It's time to prepare the way of the Lord in your life, in the life of those in your sphere of influence, so that you will be able to stand against the evil one and the deception that is coming upon the earth. And it's massive. This massive spiritual deception is mounting as the final bridge that's bidding pastors and priests and parishioners and parachurch leaders to cross over a worldly Jordan into a counterfeit promised land of promised global security and prosperity, or shalom. Even Pastor, I hate to mention his name. Anyway, the author of The Purpose-Driven Life has gone on the board of Tony Blair, the former Prime Minister of Britain, to join with him in his faith foundation to unite the religions of the world for the new global order. No wonder Jesus warned, friends, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. How about you? Thanks for joining us. Again, I urge you to get a copy of my book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. You've never read anything like it. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put it in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Can I urge you to become a partner with us, because day after day we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Meanwhile, the just shall live by faith.
You've been listening to Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend, Melody Cederstrom. Hi, Melody. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stain. I'm doing just fine. Thank you very much.
Well, tell me what's going on from your point of view.
Well, everybody was waiting the big Fed decision today to see what they were going to be doing. And, of course, you know, the Fed will continue to buy government debt. They're going to try to save an economy that really can't be saved. They're going to continue to create this money out of thin air. And the only thing that we have to look forward to is a greater inflation. But those who own gold and silver coins, of course, will be protected against the higher inflation that we'll see in the future. So, you know, they came out and said today that, you know, they're looking at a slower economy. And but, you know, they continue to spin the news. They continue to lie. And they're just going to feed this thing. They're not correcting anything. They're not fixing any of the problems. They're just feeding and giving money to where it needs to go. And certainly that's the only thing that I guess they feel they know the direction that it's headed. And it is, I believe, their agenda to see this country collapse.
And I think that's exactly right. And people have to really understand what's going on. President Obama says he wants jobs here in America if we could just get the banks to loan money. He never mentions that the Federal Reserve System is paying the banks not to lend money. They put their money with the Federal Reserve System. For the first time in history, they're earning interest on it. The Federal Reserve is holding $1 trillion that in money that the banks have deposited there. If they were certainly encouraged to lend that money, there'd be $10 trillion additional dollars in the economy. The economy would boom. But they can't tell the American people the real goal is to destroy the infrastructure of this country. Oh, they talk about the importance of jobs, and yet, of course, the Obama administration just gave $22 million to a firm over in India. And that firm is going to begin teaching Indian workers how to speak better English, training them for specific jobs that can be outsourced from the United States to India. So basically, one of the big things that's happening over there is law. Certainly, the American lawyers are going over there, setting up companies, and they're hiring lawyers, and they're doing all the legal work that ordinarily would be done by legal firms in the United States, but it's being done at 10% of the cost over there. And so that's exactly what we're doing. I mean, the Obama administration gave $50 billion or more to General Motors, and General Motors then opened up new automotive plants in China and took on a lot more workers in China. The American people find it so difficult to believe that the president would say one thing and when he really intentionally doing another. Don't you find that true? Certainly, Melody, a lot of people find it difficult to say that believe that President Obama would talk about really wanting to have more jobs in America when they're doing everything they can to ship our jobs and our manufacturing and our wealth overseas, to outsource jobs, to bring in workers. That's what the illegal immigration is really all about. I mean, why don't they enforce the immigration laws? Because they want the people to come in from Mexico so we can transfer our wealth to Mexico, so we can lower the wage standards in America. But they can't tell the American people. What are your thoughts, Melody?
Well, I agree. If they really wanted jobs in this country, they would cancel the NAFTA. And there's a lot of things that they could do to create jobs, and certainly by what they're doing, it just shows that they don't want those jobs here in this country.
And basically what we would do, we'd have tariffs, we'd try to stimulate our own economy and stimulate lending. They're not doing it. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, Melody, certainly, you know, I don't think that anybody really anticipated that the Federal Open Market Committee, that's the FOMC, would tell us what they really talked about today. I mean, they may have some vague things, but really, apparently, they're going to try to come up with some other form of stimulus. In other words, put more money into the economy, create more debt. And, of course, the problems we have today is excessive debt, and the solution seems to be to create more debt. That doesn't seem very logical.
No, it doesn't. But, you know, this is a government that knows all about debt, has encouraged its citizens to go deep in debt over the years just to so that Wall Street and the bankers could, you know, make substantial amounts of funds. And so we have, you know, citizens in this country, and they're still encouraging. And I saw where they're offering, $1,000 down on new mortgages. I mean, we just came through that, where if you can't afford a 20% down payment on your mortgage when you're purchasing a home, you probably shouldn't be purchasing that home. And, of course, now they're just encouraging people to continue to go back into debt. The homes that people have now that are underwater, they're looking for they're looking to Congress so they could pass, so people that were underwater in their homes could have their loans readjusted down to the real market values. So if they bought their homes at $500,000 and now they're only valued at $200,000, they get their mortgage readjusted down to $200,000, and I guess who pays the difference to the bank. So again, everything that they do, everything that they say is totally the opposite of what needs to be done. So you can only believe that it is done intentionally. They know exactly where this is headed, and they're just going to let it go. They're going to print money. They're going to keep it fueled. They're going to keep things going as long as they can. And I believe they're the, you know, just like we've seen in other countries where they have collapses of their system, you know, you have the powers to be. They protect their wealth. They all position themselves to where they can be protected, and then they just let the country collapse and allow the citizens to collapse with it.
And because it is really so tragic, because you can be sure that the people of great wealth have protected themselves. Not really what's so interesting. Apparently, you know, we see the market going up, the stock market going up, but it's on a very low volume. It's obvious that this whole thing is manipulated. In fact, everything going on is manipulated to control our perception. And so we have the Working Group on Financial Markets, which most people have never heard of. That's the Working Group on Financial Markets of the Plunge Protection Team. But fortunately, we do have the Internet. People can go up on the Internet and find out if it's really true, and we'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly we were just talking to Melody about what's happening to the stock market. Now, the stock market, you know, is hanging in there, 10,000, a few hundred points below 10,000, a few hundred points above 10,000, got up to 10,600 recently, back down to 10,400. But if you look at the volume on the stock market, it's very low. And the markets don't go up or stay up with low volume. In other words, basically what's happening is people, intelligent people, are pulling the money out of the stock market, and most of them are putting them into treasury bonds or certainly agency bonds, government bonds, even though the interest rate may be only 0.6% or something, 1% or less. But at least they feel their money's going to be safe there. And, of course, this may be a fairly good investment because as the interest rates go even lower, why, of course, the value of the T-bonds or the agency bonds goes up. When the interest rates go down, the value of the bonds goes up. But one of these days, of course, why the interest rates are going to go up because it would be the only way government will be able to borrow money. And then, of course, the value of the bonds will go down. So if you're going into bonds or anything of that sort, you're going to have to be very, very agile, or you're going to, of course, end up losing your lifetime savings. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the stock market is manipulated. And anybody out there who doesn't know about the Working Group on Financial Markets that manipulates the stock market needs to go up on the Internet and simply look up the Working Group on Financial Markets or the Plunge Protection Team to understand that the stock market is rigged. In fact, most of the things that we see today are rigged. Certainly the media is not telling us the truth. So much of what we get from our sources of information, the so-called experts, is just not true. We are intentionally, or I should say the powers that be, are intentionally tanking the market. They keep saying if we could only get the banks lending, and they're doing everything they can to discourage lending. The big banks are in on this. They're all part of the Brotherhood of Darkness. The small banks are being paid and rewarded for not lending money. And then we wonder why so many people are out of work and more people are losing jobs and more small businesses are closing down. And small businesses make up 70% of the job market in the United States. And nobody in their right mind is going to open up a new business, number one, where they can't borrow money and when there are all the economic uncertainties out there. Certainly, are you seeing the contraction of the economy back there where you are there, Melody, there in Pennsylvania?
You're beginning to see it in various little strip malls. You can see businesses closed down, but then on the other hand, you can see businesses being built. And it really gives a mixed signal to people. They're not so sure where they're at. You look at the restaurants. The restaurants are booming. There's lines waiting to get in. And, just people are confused by what they see and to how they're actually being impacted in their own personal lives. So it is an illusion that I believe is very difficult to understand to most people. So you see homes on the market here. Again, it's all about pricing. Homes that are priced properly get sold, and homes that are overpriced don't. And so you do see more homes coming on the market. So you see little subtle changes, but being in a college university town, they have a lot of money that is funneled into the state college area, so they do try to keep the appearances up to some degree. But you've seen a lot of businesses change hands.
Well, I think the interesting thing is that probably 80% of the American people are really doing as well as they ever were. And basically, they still have their jobs, they still have their insurance, they still have their homes. It's about 20% of the people who are out of work or can't get work or had to cut back dramatically. My fear is that when the next leg of the deflation or depression comes on, and this is going to be a double-dip recession, why, of course, then an awful lot more people are going to get hurt. But everything is being done right now to make people feel optimistic, and as long as they keep the stock market up, and we keep being told over and over again that things are overall getting better, and it's just a matter of slow recovery, but the recovery is in force, and certainly as long as they control the television, and the experts are lying to the people, an awful lot of them believe it. And I've noticed here in the area where I live, for a time, why, certainly the hardware store where we go, large, called Orchard Hardware, why, there were very, very few clerks, and they were always sort of there looking to find if somebody had come to their counters. And now, of course, they're lined up like they used to be, not quite as good as they used to be, because sales are down, and the major sales are down, but they're only down maybe 2% last month, which is not a disastrous thing like it was certainly after when the recession first came on in 2008 and early 2009. But what people don't understand is this whole house of cards is coming down throughout the world. China, which is the second largest economy in the world, thanks to massive infusions of wealth and transfer of wealth and manufacturing and jobs to communist China from the United States, and those are predominantly American jobs that have gone there, steel jobs, textile jobs, certainly automotive jobs, we've actually intentionally electronic material things, just try to buy a television set manufactured in the United States. The plan is already out there, and certainly certain countries are going to be manufacturing certain things, and the United States is no longer going to be a major manufacturer, except perhaps of airplanes. We may, at least for the time being, be the major airplane producer in the world, although that is going to change. And this is all planned by the elite. They know exactly what they're doing, but even China is having real problems. They've overbuilt. They've certainly had a vibrant economy, and it was going up 10% a year. And now, of course, it's beginning to contract. They've had to restrict the access to money. They're cutting back on loans. They've got whole cities that have been built, and nobody's living in them. The Chinese banks are going to have a large number of their loans go bad. So China's really on the edge of a financial contraction. Now, this is not happening. India is really doing pretty well. Indonesia and all of these countries is where this whole plan was to transfer America's wealth to other countries, to build up the living standards in other countries, and then gradually to lower living standards here in the United States, to run up our cost of water, to run up our cost of electricity, to run up the cost down the line of oil. It is going to go up. It's just a matter of when. Actually, to get us out of our cars, to get us into electric cars like the Volt, which will go 40 miles between having to plug it in so you can get the electricity back again. Well, certainly, what are they doing as far as the price of gold and silver is concerned, Melody? And let me put out our telephone number again. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But what are they doing as far as gold and silver? It seems to be just sort of sitting there.
Well, it is. We had a little bit of a pullback, a little bit, but it responded nicely today after the news came out what they were going to do. We had quite a big swing, but we still closed up above 1,200 today. And in the aftermarket, you know, it's still trading basically flat, and silver's doing okay, too. But again, you know, when you look at everything, and we keep saying that things are manipulated, that they control things, they price things. And, you know, when you go back to the one day earlier this year when you had a 1,000-point drop in the market and they call it a glitch, you know, to me that was proof. I mean, right there it told people just how much they manipulate the market, because I don't believe it was a computer glitch or a trading glitch that made the market drop 1,000 points. And when you really think that computers control everything, we really don't know what reality is when we're looking at the numbers and what we see. But certainly they do suppress the price of gold, because gold is the indicator of an economy. You can't really have, you know, gold continue to rise in large leaps and bounds and still lie to people and say that, you know, the economy is okay, and you know, we just need to, you know, it's a jobless recovery and the recovery is here. So again, there's a major move to keep the price of gold suppressed, as it is the indicator of what an economy is doing.
All right, fine. Well, we've got Dan calling from Florida. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have a question for Melody. Hi, Dan. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine. Do you have a question?
I just have more of something I'd like to share with you, because I've been listening now for several years, and I hear you and many of your guests say the same thing, which is that a lot of what is going on, at least financially, economically, and I imagine politically, a lot of this has a control aspect to it. There are people or organizations, and you've enumerated on who they are, that are shaping the policies and what's happening to the economy and the financial system. And I wanted to share with you something I read in a newsletter I get, which is basically that it confirmed at least the opinion that there are these people out there. As to who they are, that's a matter of discussion. But the facts are that this particular person, in his opinion, said that these things are not set for indefinite periods of time, that there are reasons why they're doing what they're doing to our economy. And one of them is there will be a point in time when it's convenient for these people, bankers, whoever they may be, to fix the currency once it depreciates far enough back to some sort of a standard. The labor at that point will be so cheap, people will be so impoverished here, that this will be the next China, that they will then impose tariffs once they can buy up all the industry here for pennies on the dollar and have everybody working at wage rates that are comparable to what the Chinese were making 5 or 10 years ago.
Well, Dan, that sounds incredible, but I fear this is what's happening. I think they intentionally want to impoverish the American people, and because we are the one people who might be able to turn this around. Go right ahead.
Well, just that this will be the new sweatshop for the world, because the Chinese are, you know, are on the way up financially. They're pulling themselves out of the poverty level, and they're on the rise with a middle class. And it's just a game that's played, you know, every 50, 100 years or whatever.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here. Go right ahead.
To move the assets around the world where you can maximize returns. And to do that, and to do it efficiently, you have to be in control of the political system.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty.
We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work, it's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
These wonderful pensions coming up. The trouble is, they're never going to get their pensions. Here in California, one of the major forces behind this these extravagant pensions that have been given to state employees was a man named Willie Brown, who for many years was the speaker of the assembly there in Sacramento. And he made all sorts of deals with the unions to give just exorbitant amounts of pensions to state employees so they could retire at 55 years of age and get health care and a pension, 90% of what they'd gotten, maybe 100% of what they'd been gotten, and they would get that for the rest of their lives. Well, the trouble is that you can only do this for so long, and eventually you've got more people on pensions than you have people paying taxes, and then what do you do? Well, of course, Willie Brown was asked, well, what are you going to do? I mean, is the state of California going to go bankrupt because of the things that you did and you brought on this whole system? And Willie Brown just smiled and said, no, what the state's going to do is just not pay the pensions. And ladies and gentlemen, that's what's going to happen. It's going to happen, unfortunately. The people, not only government employees, but certainly the Social Security system is bankrupt. The Medicare system is bankrupt. Many of the union pension funds are bankrupt, and what they're going to do is they're just not going to provide the services they promised, and we're going to live in a whole different world. We've lived in a utopia, you know, for many years, where suddenly you got to a certain age, you could get your Social Security, you get your Medicare, you didn't have any responsibility. It was all free. But ladies and gentlemen, there is no free lunch, and one day the day of reckoning comes. Right now, there are probably three people working for every person getting Social Security, but very soon one person will be working for every person getting Social Security. And why should people continue working when somebody else is benefiting from what they're making? And at that point, why the whole system collapses. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Great Britain got into this mess a long time before we did with their Medicare system. It is simply collapsing. They're beginning to ration access to health care, and it's only a matter of very soon we'll be doing exactly the same thing here in this country, and we'll be letting people die. In fact, if you saw 60 Minutes last Sunday, the whole theme was why they're spending too much on end-of-life care. We've just got to let people die, and I agree with that. Sometimes the time comes when people die, but I don't want a group of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. to determine that. We should do what we did a long time ago, and that people paid for their own health care, and they bought their own insurance, and they made their own decisions on what they were going to do, and whether or not they wanted to spend money to prolong their life or the life of a loved one. But for the people who didn't have any money, the decisions were made at the local level. Provisions were made at the local level. I worked in that system. We took care of people. And we never had bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. determining who is going to live and who is going to die. But that is the Obamacare plan. And, of course, the death panels are not in the Obamacare panel. President Obama is telling the truth. The death panels were in the stimulus bill. And nobody's telling of that. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I know you do a number of programs every week with Bob Chapman. Cindy, what is your impression, and what's Bob's impression of what the next major events are going to be, Melody?
Well, I think we're coming into a very tough quarter. We're coming into a very tough September, October, November. Of course, things will, you know, try to be kept together for the election, but that remains to be seen. Of course, there's always the possible scenario with a war with Iran possibly occurring, you know, in the very near future. He believes that will could very well happen here in the next couple of months, possibly. He feels that things are certainly being geared towards that direction. And, you know, when you spoke about the states, we had the states are getting $26 billion for Medicare. That was passed today through the House, and I guess he is signed that bill later today. And so, you know, a lot of these states will be getting money for the Medicare, but a lot of that money won't be going to the Medicaid. It'll be going to, you know, the various other needs that they have to provide.
Well, of course, it's difficult. I mean, here in California, we've got a deficit of $19 to $20 billion. And, of course, they're going to try to solve the problems by putting up $26 billion for the whole country.
Yeah.
Well, California needs 20 billion of that $26 billion. It's the only way. There's no way we can balance our budget. Of course, they just want to do it by borrowing more money. You can't get out of debt created by too much borrowing, by borrowing more. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Let us all. this is Dr. Stan, and I just love that song. I never get tired of hearing it. In fact, when I played it the other night for Bob Chapman, he almost swooned at the point. But go right ahead.
But, you know, and you're right about that. I think this $26 billion for Medicaid was pretty much an election ploy because they're talking about how many jobs this is going to save and, you know, through the, for the teachers and everything like that. So I think they're, you know, that's the thing they need to stay focused on so they don't lose so many seats. But so it will be coming up a very difficult time. And again, 2011 will, you know, from the end of this year into next year, you know, we'll see. He believes the market will fall drastically. Gold will rise drastically. And,
well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Let's go to Jack, who's calling us from Massachusetts. Hi, Jack. How are we doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
No complaints at all. Do you have a question for our guest?
Absolutely. You know, I had a question about our economy correcting itself on its own with its own natural capitalistic forces. And, you know, my problem is that I'm concerned with the fact that our government is printing this money without any collateral to put behind it. And how does that differentiate itself from what FDR did back in the days of the Great Depression?
All right, Melody, did you get the question? It's that Jack wants to know why we just don't let the capitalist system, the market, correct itself. And really, what is there any difference between what we're doing today and what FDR did back in the 30s? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it all started back there. In order to have a government, you have to have sound monetary policy, and you cannot have sound monetary policy without having your currency backed by gold. And once they began, once they took us off the gold standard, once they confiscated gold and took us off the standard, it gave them free reign.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, yeah, this is Dr. Stan. We have Jack from Massachusetts calling, and we have other callers. But our telephone number, we do have one line, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, Jack, I'd like to address your question. But before we do that, Melody, I want you to get out your website and tell people how they get in touch with you if they'd like information that you could offer them on gold and silver purchases. And I should mention that Melody does support Radio Liberty, but we always enjoy having her here with us. Go right ahead. How could people get in touch with you?
Well, first they can call us on 800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. We do archive our radio programs there on a daily basis, and there's also articles to read. And if you're new to gold and silver, there's information on about our company and our philosophy and our beliefs. Discountgoldandsilvertrading.net is the website.
All right, fine. Jack, you were asking, well, why don't we just let the market take care of itself, the free market? And we certainly could. I mean, basically, when you've had a long period where you've inflated the monetary supply, when you have certainly all these insolvencies, what you should do is stand back and let the banks that have made unwise choices go bankrupt. And let the people who have made unwise investments go bankrupt and let the whole system collapse. It would be difficult for maybe a year, 2 years at the most. And then, of course, you'd be able to start building again and build a vibrant economy. Well, we know what happens when you do what we're doing, in other words, increase spending and more government programs. Japan started that back in 1991. Instead of doing what was logical and letting the economy contract and then start building afresh, they've been pouring money out, going deeply in debt. Today, the Japanese debt is twice that the national debt is twice the gross domestic product. It's the largest debt anywhere in the world, and Japan goes from bad to worse, and it is all because of government interference. If they'd done what was logical, things would have been fine. We have a great book called The Meltdown, it's written by Thomas Wood, goes into the background of Austrian economics and how that would apply to today. I recommend that to you in answer to your question. If we would do the right thing, this would be over. But you see, they don't want to do the right thing. They want to collapse our economy. And when you understand that, everything going on makes sense. Does that answer your question, Jack?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, that's 464-8295. During the break, Cindy Melody was commenting on the fact that Bob Chapman has talked about the coming war with Iran. Now, I think you have to understand that we have 100 ships over there in Armada, it's Sydney, directly off the coast of Iran, being totally suppressed by the controlled media. They don't want you to know that everything is in place. It was on the 1st of August that Admiral Mullen, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, admitted there is a plan for an attack on Iran. Certainly the Saudis have given the Israelis permission to overfly the country. In fact, I've had several reports from reliable sources that actually there are Israeli bombers, fighter bombers, landed at certainly the Saudi airfields, just waiting for an incident. We could have a war, well, probably within a week or two. Certainly we did an interview with John Quirk last Friday. John spent 30 years in the CIA. He's over in Azerbaijan at the present time. John has connections at the highest levels. Now, his estimate is that the war will come the last week in August or the first week in September. I do not know when the war is coming. Certainly, if we were not going to have a war, President Obama would pull our naval forces out of there, but we're not. In fact, one reason I believe we're keeping our military in both Afghanistan and Iraq. So they'll be sitting ducks, so a lot of them will be slaughtered when Iran retaliates, and then we can justify getting into war, and everybody will have their flags out and be singing God Bless America, but unfortunately, why, of course, we would provoke this war intentionally. Well, it'll be great for the November elections. You know, you don't want to change horses in midstream. You want to stand behind our courageous president who is forced to retaliate against the wicked Ahmadinejad who's been plotting against America for years. Ladies and gentlemen, this war has been planned for 31 years since we brought the Ayatollahs to power, and I really fear that it's going to have terrible repercussions not only in the Middle East and in the Near East, but here in America, because there are terrorist training groups here. There are radical Muslims. The government knows about them and is not doing anything at all. These are people, many of them recruited in our prisons, black Muslims, who've been sent to Pakistan for military training. But who's putting up all the money to maintain these 60 terrorist training camps in America? If you doubt that, go onto the internet and look up Paul Williams terrorist training camps. Paul Williams terrorist training camps on your, or Sydney, get our interviews with Paul Williams. Anyway, of course, I think that this is what we should really be concerned about, and I think this will have a devastating effect on the value of our currency. It will have a devastating effect on our stock market, and I really tremble for my country when I reflect that one day God is going to bring his judgment on America, and I fear that it'll be sooner rather than later. Anyway, Melody, as far as you're concerned, what are you hearing from the people that you're talking to? Are they encouraged? Do they think that the economy is going to continue improving? Do they really believe what the government tells us, that we're over the worst part of this, it's only a matter of time? Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Melody.
What I hear a lot, they do not believe that, you know, the economy is turning around. They do not believe what is being published in mainstream media and what they hear. But what's interesting is that I hear a lot, they're coming to the conclusion that they're very concerned about their pensions and their IRAs that they hold. Very many of them are looking to withdraw their funds. They don't like to, because they do believe that the IRAs and their pensions will be regulated, perhaps pushed into some sort of an annuity to where they'll get monthly payments, and or they just feel that perhaps their their IRAs and pensions will just no longer be there. They'll just be confiscated. So a lot of them are, you know, taking the steps to withdraw their funds, and, of course, then they're putting it into hard assets like gold.
Well, I think that that is a very, very real danger there because, of course, the government, every government wants more money. And where is the source of money? Well, one of the sources of money is the pension funds. We saw what Argentina did here recently when they just nationalized the pension funds and gave the people a guaranteed annuity, which would be paid in Argentine pesos. Could they possibly do the same thing here in the United States? They can do whatever they want to. And, of course, one advantage of being in war is you can expand the power of the federal government over the lives of the people, and then you can silence any dissent. People who are trying to point out that this whole thing is a scam, this war has been planned, that the Verdes are traitors and subversives working at the highest levels of our government. Why, of course, this will, sort of speech will not be allowed. It would be unpatriotic when American boys are fighting and dying in the Middle East. Well, I hope it doesn't come to that, but this is my fear. I just wonder if other people are concerned about it. And I think the most amazing thing is with a massive armada of American naval power in the area immediately adjacent to Iran, not a word in the controlled media. How could you possibly suppress that information? We see little glimpses of this now and then. People, in fact, these latest papers that were released, so-called WikiLeaks, about the war in Afghanistan, and we're reading in those, oh my goodness, Iran is helping Al-Qaeda, Iran is helping the Taliban, you know, and so that's, well, the inference is we're going to have to do something about Iran, because they're financing the very people that we're fighting, and they're killing our boys over there. Where's the truth of the matter? Is Al-Qaeda and Taliban are being financed by the Pakistani intelligence, the ISI, that's being financed by the CIA. And if the CIA didn't finance the ISI so they could fund the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, they couldn't operate. You cannot have a movement of this sort unless it's funded. Somebody has to feed the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Somebody has to provide the weapons for them. Somebody has to provide the care for their families. Somebody has to provide the medical care for them. It's expensive to have a revolution, and the only country that really could revolutionary move it, the only country that could really finance that would be the American CIA. Of course, with the profits they make from the drugs there in Afghanistan. And isn't it strange that when the wicked Taliban controlled Afghanistan, they cut off the supply. They just stopped the growth of opium poppies in Afghanistan. But now that the Americans are there, the Americans are actually guarding the poppy fields so that we keep them blooming, and so that the Afghanistan is the largest producer of opium in the world today. Why don't we stop that? Oh, we couldn't do that. Why we'd lose the support of the farmers if we destroyed their crops? Well, the Taliban did it, and why can't we do it as well if we're really concerned? Well, I would point out that anybody who does not understand that the CIA deals in drugs, go open the Internet and simply type in CIA and drugs, and you'll find hundreds of thousands of references to the fact that the CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in both marijuana and opium in the world today. And yet, of course, the average American finds that impossible to believe. Fortunately, we have the Internet, so you can check out everything I say, and if it's something I say that you don't believe, why, we'll all be glad to try to provide the documentation for it. Well, Melody, certainly as we see these things unfolding, if a war should come within the next 3 or 4 weeks, what impact do you think it would have on the November elections?
As you mentioned earlier, you know, you're going to have, people out there, you know, waving the flags, standing behind the government. And I personally think this war will backfire on them. And I think there'll be, you know, more people showing up at the booth to change those that are in office at this point in time. So I don't think the war will do what I think they want it to do, and I think the war will backfire on them.
Well, I think the important thing is for people in the audience to get the information in Sydney. You can get it to the information. If you want the documentation on this, you can find out about it. Admiral, I think it's Milliken, Mullins, Admiral Mullins, on the 1st of August, actually made the statement when he was interviewed, admitting the United States has a military plan for an attack on Iran. And, of course, it's very interesting when you go up on the Internet, you try to find out where this fleet of 100 naval ships is. You can't find any references, even on the Internet. How could you possibly suppress that? Now, I think I found last time I was up there one or two articles at the most, and then all the other articles dealing with the American naval fleet over there adjacent to Iran were back in 2007. And, of course, there is this letter that was written by seven retired CIA intelligence officials, and it was an open letter to President Obama, pleading with him to intervene and to make a public statement saying to Israel, do not attack Iran. Under no circumstances attack Iran. Of course, the article refers to the fact that in 2007, all 14 U.S. intelligence agencies said Iran is not trying to build a nuclear bomb. They'd given that idea up in 2003. And, of course, then they quote two intelligence officials who testified before Congress in February of this year. Of course, the testimony was totally blocked out by the controlled media. But both of them said Iran is not trying to build a nuclear bomb. Well, if Iran isn't trying to build a nuclear bomb, why does Israel want to attack it? And why are we going to support Israel if it does attack this? And, Sydney, or is it perhaps that there are powerful people in Washington, D.C., who have told Israel to go ahead and attack, so we will have a justification, because the average American doesn't want to have another major war and lose a lot more American boys and kill a lot of Iranians who are good people and women and children? And because war is a terrible and bloody thing, and even General Petraeus has talked about that. And yet he's just talked about it, and I think the military does not want this war, but they have no control over it as long as the administration seems to be intent upon carrying another horrible and bloody war. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Do you think war is coming? What do you feel about the economy? Do you really believe that we're on the mend here? Do you believe, of course, that it's only a matter of time before things get back to the way they were? In my estimation, the America we have known will never exist again. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
Well, I agree. And, you know, they've always used wars before to pull us out of a recession, depression. And that's why I said I don't think it's going to work for them this time. They will use it as a distraction. But we don't have the manufacturing that we had all the other times they used wars in order to bring us out of the depression, recessions that we've had in the past. So there's a very real possibility people won't back the war. They will become very angry because it's not going to create jobs for them. And so they will see the war for what it really is. And the same thing that they've said where Iran is not looking to build these plants, the nuclear plants, and that they're not doing it. It's the same thing that they've done with Iraq. You know, Saddam was supposed to have all these weapons of mass destruction, which, you know, they've come out and said, no, he did not have them, and yet we still went in there. And you know what? There's all kinds of reasons. You know, we went after Saddam because, you know, he wanted to trade his oil he didn't want to use the dollar anymore. He wanted to use euros. Iran did the same thing. Iran doesn't accept dollars anymore for any of the oil that they trade. So there's a lot of things that have happened in the past that we forget. We concentrate on Israel wanting to do the attack, but the war will certainly create a lot of diversions. It'll create a situation in which they can profit from, but it won't bring us out of this recession, depression.
Well, I think your point is well made. They got us into the war with Iraq because President lied about the presence of weapons of mass destruction, and he knew he was lying, and so did Colin Powell when he testified before the United Nations. And then they got us into the first Gulf War with the story of the wicked Iraqi soldiers who are bayoneting the helpless little children there in Kuwait, towing them out of the bassinets and then bayoneting them. It was all a lie. They got us, of course, into the Vietnam War with the Gulf of Tonkin incident that didn't occur. And 58,000 brave and courageous American servicemen perished in Vietnam. Of course, we abandoned about 1,000. They're still there in Laos. And of course, we're building nuclear power plants for Vietnam. Now we're not asking them to return our servicemen, if any of them are still alive, are there any of the Laos in Vietnam. Why are we building and helping to build the power plants and encouraging Vietnam to build power plants when they won't even make a statement that they will not enrich this to make weapons nuclear weapons? What's really going on in the world? And, of course, remember that they got us into the Spanish-American War with the falsified story about the sinking of the Maine, and then, of course, the First World War with the atrocity stories. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, Melody, you go right ahead, and we'll just go for 3 minutes, and then we'll give you one more chance to get your telephone number and your website out. But certainly, as you see things unfolding this next several months,
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
988, and our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net, discountgoldandsilvertrading.net.
God bless you. We'll look forward to talking to you later this month. Thanks so much, Melody.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. That's Melody Cederstrom. We love to have Melody on. And of course, we are surprised nobody called in about the war. You know, it's the most amazing thing. Nobody seems to really believe it's going to happen or that it could happen, or maybe people don't want to believe it. But, ladies and gentlemen, everything points in that direction. Could I be wrong? Absolutely, I could be wrong. I'm not a prophet. But certainly all the information I've gotten from sources that I believe to be reliable, and certainly some of them I've always been a little suspicious. There may be disinformation. On the other hand, everything points in the same direction. And we will know if they're going to call the war off because they're going to withdraw this massive naval armada that's simply there in the Persian Gulf, in the Red Sea, in the Gulf of Oman, and then the Arabian Sea. And we will know if the war is called off. And if it isn't, if they do not pull those ships out, they're going to have to be a conflict. You cannot keep that amount of naval power there indefinitely. It's a terribly expensive proposition. So we're going to have to wait and see what happens. But note that this whole story is being blacked out by the controlled media. And as I've said so often, certainly on December 6, 1941, nobody in America wanted to go to war with Iran. On December 8th, everybody wanted to go to war. I mean, nobody wanted to go to war with Japan. And on December 8th, everybody wanted to go to war with Japan. And certainly the same was true on September 10th, 2001. Nobody wanted to go to war with Afghanistan or Iraq. But on September 12th, they did. It's amazing how easy it is to manipulate people, which, of course, takes us into so much of what we talk about. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Sydney, you need to understand the media is controlled. You need to go to our website and read our newsletters. You need to go to our website and listen to our radio programs. You can listen there 9 hours a day on the Internet. You certainly need to watch the DVDs we have and the other DVDs put out by other people, YouTubes. There are two sections there on very important DVDs. Some of them are frank disinformation, but we'll mark them as such so that you will understand that there is an organized effort to use the Internet to confuse people. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there may be in a position where you can help Radio Liberty. We're sort of a lone voice here, crying in the wilderness, trying to bring out the information on the spiritual forces which are behind this whole movement to create a world government. And certainly we have ministers talking about prophecy, and we have people talking about the financial affairs and about the forces working behind the scenes. But you have to put the two of them together. You can't separate them. That's why the DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning is so important. Constance Cumby's excellent DVD on the emergence. That's the emergence. That's the coming of the world leader. Chris Pinto's excellent DVD on the Atlantis connection. Because it has been believed for the hundreds of years that America would become the new Atlantis and would lead the world into this one world government. An excellent DVD by Pat Wood on the Trilateral Commission. We carry the DVDs by Alex Jones. We have his Endgame going into the Bilderbergers. We have his DVD on the Invisible Empire, his DVD on Police State 4, and the Loose Chains, the Final Cut. Going to back what happened on September 11th, and of course, the American people have never been told the truth about that. It's about time they learn. So our plea to you is get the information. Our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. And so we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. We ask you to pray for our leaders and our ministers. But please pray for Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Kenya Vashin McGee. Kenya, thank you so very much for being with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Monteith, and I must say that I kind of envy the energy you must expend. You do these 3 hours a day, isn't that correct?
No, basically I do 5 hours a day, and we do other people's call programs as well, but I have to admit I enjoy doing it, and I really think that we need to reach as many people as we can. So, yeah. Kenya, I'd like you to tell our listeners just a little bit about who you are. You'd call me and ask me to come on to your program, and I couldn't because our programs are certainly in conflict.
Right.
So why don't you tell our listeners who you are and, of course, what your goals are?
Well, I thank you for that opportunity. Because really and truly, you and I are about the same age, and I would think that we're sort of kind of have our minds set on the same kind of a thing. In any event, I started out as a school teacher in California, and I started out also working in the prisons, giving prison seminars dating back to 1958. But really and truly, I guess my life really started in Harlem in 1969, when I discovered that 80% of the young people in school were dropping out and ending up, on drugs and crime and violence, you see. And I said, well, let me think, maybe I can do something about that, since, frankly speaking, I was bored to death in school all along. So I figured if I found some books that were pretty interesting and exposed them to the kids, I would make an experiment to see what happened. Anyhow, to make a long story short, in 1969, around about September, we started out with two students that were interested in learning something about astrology. So, to tell you the truth, I have found that that was one of the most important studies that I've ever made in my life, even though I must confess that I started out, you know, kind of disproving astrology. I spent the first 6 years trying to disprove it, but that's the best way to actually find out how real it is. Now, I'm speaking of spiritual astrology. I'm not speaking about newspaper or magazine astrology.
All right, fine. Of course, you're tapping in, of course, to this other dimension that we talk about so much. So, basically, how did you find out that the astrology really did work?
Okay, number one, when I was in Europe about 1953, I had a friend of mine who was interested in astrology, and he sent me a 30-page description of myself based on horoscopes, on my horoscope. See, I've got five planets in Virgo, and so Virgo is a person that likes to analyze things a lot. So that was analyzing how real that astrology could be. I looked at it this way. I said, well, there's about 6.8 million people on the planet, and there's 12 signs in the zodiac. That means there'd be about 500 million people in each sign. And I didn't think that I really had 500 million duplicates of myself out there. But then I found out there's much more to astrology than just the sun sign. You have to take into consideration the position of the moon. You have to take into consideration the degree on the eastern ascendant. Then you have to find out about the other planets, the Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn. And all of those, actually, I found out if you configure them together, it takes about 26,000 years for those same configurations to take place in a chart. So that's when I got really interested. Plus, the 30 pages of information that sent telling all about me, you know, it really blew my mind because they had me down to a T. So in any event, I then started, experimenting. I wanted to see.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Okay.
All right, go right ahead.
Okay, well, I didn't know if I was boring your listeners, but But I was just trying to tell them how I discovered the validity of astrology.
All right, fine. Well, because you're tapping into a supernatural force. This is one of the things in the Bible they tell us not to do. That we should avoid astrologers, as we should avoid certainly necromancers, fortune tellers, diviners, mediums, things of that sort. There is another source out there. There is another dimension, and you're tapping into that with astrology, aren't you?
Well, quite frankly, there's a lot of things about the Bible itself that I began to study too. And for example, I discovered that the Holy Bible is itself a book of the Book of the Sun. You know, holy comes from the Latin word, the Greek word helios, which means the sun, and Bible comes from the Latin word biblios, which means the book. So the Holy Bible is literally the Book of the Sun, and the 12 signs of the zodiac are actually the 12 disciples. And there's a lot of information that you can check out on your on the internet to confirm what I'm saying. But in any event, I found out for myself after trying to disprove it for 6 years that it was actually the most important study that one could make. And for the first two students that I got interested, I helped them to understand, first of all, what assets they were born with. You know, a lot of people don't even know that they are born with certain assets. Then I helped them to discover what liabilities they were born with. And then I helped them to discover what their mission in life was. I found out that everybody was born with certain liabilities, certain assets, and we're all born with a mission in life. Now, my assets I was born with, as I mentioned to you before, I have a very, very inquisitive mind. I have a mind that seems that I already know everything, and I also want to analyze everything. That's what the Virgo is noted for, you know. So then I have also my moon is in Aquarius, and that the key word for Aquarius is I know. So I began to understand that intuitive within each human being on the planet is something that knows everything, except we don't know that we know everything. So this is the type of things that we got studied. To make a long story short, we started in 1969 with two students and $75 initial capital. And within 10 years, we had 15,000 patrons a month coming into our center from all over the world. Black, white, red, yellow, straight, gay, fat, skinny, young, old, rich, poor. Everybody we considered to be a brother or a sister. Because we also discovered that there are two dimensions.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess Kenya is into astrology, and he really believes that this is gives him an opportunity to understand things. He thinks he can foresee things, and of course we point out that these are the things that we're told in the Holy Scriptures we should avoid. We should avoid specifically astrology. We should avoid fortune tellers, which of course is what Kenya suggests, that he can foresee the future in these things. But apparently when he got started, before very long, he had almost 15,000 followers, and certainly these things are very popular. They're fascinating. It's like the medium, the motion picture, I should say, the program on television, the medium. It is fascinating, you know, that this woman could actually appear into the unseen realm and help the police capture the bad guys. And the truth is the matter of the DVD series, the video series, the television series is actually based upon the true story of a woman, Alison Dubois, who really did help the police to solve crimes. She had this supernatural power to peer into the unknown dimension. So it sounds like this is what Kenya was into. So what sort of response you have? 15,000 followers within a few years?
Well, you see, first of all, let me say this. Let me preface my remarks with this observation. Of the 6 billion people on the earth today, that each has a body, so there are 6 billion physical bodies of human beings on the planet today. But inside of each human being, there is a spiritual force. I think you would agree with that, wouldn't you, Dr. Monte?
I certainly would. There is a spiritual force, and we're involved in a spiritual battle today.
Exactly. And that... there's only one spiritual force.
I believe that there I would disagree with you. I believe that there's several spiritual forces, and there's certain ones you should specifically avoid like the plague, but go ahead.
Well, I was speaking of the fact that the inner being within each person is a divine spirit of which there's only one, so that makes us all connected as brothers and sisters.
Well,
so
I would disagree with you there, but go ahead.
All right. Well, a wise man once said, if what you say doesn't also include the opposite of what you said, you've only said half the truth. So I'll acknowledge your half of the truth, but at the same time, it's walk a mile in my moccasins, and I think you'll begin to understand why, even with a supercritical mind, I began to understand the values of astrology.
Why certainly knowing that I'm an evangelical Christian, why did you want to have me onto your program?
Well, because we could discuss different things from a different perspective.
All right, fine. So basically you believe astrology works, that you can actually, people have a predetermined destiny, that you can tap into this unseen, do you believe that there's an unseen force out there you can tap into and get knowledge from that?
Well, what I do believe is that there is a spiritual force within each person that is very, very prescient, that knows a lot of information intuitively. Like, for example, Mozart, when he wrote 7 symphonies when he was 5 years old, you know, he couldn't have gotten that just from the small time he'd been on the earth. He must have been born with that genius within himself.
You're absolutely right. In fact, I think many people tap into this other dimension. Many
right.
of the great poets, certainly, for instance, Rudyard Kipling.
Yes.
You read Rudyard Kipling, of course, you look at his original books, they all had swastikas on the front of them. He wrote treatises on the occult.
Yes.
And so much of what Kipling really did, magnificent poetry, but so much of it came from the occult. The same thing with Tennyson. So many of the people actually do tap into this other dimension. Even many writers tap into the other dimension. But go ahead.
Yes, I was saying also that in my examination, I saw that implicit in the fact that people were born with certain different pieces of information and certain liabilities and a certain path to perform in life, you know, then it must tie into the fact that that invisible spirit within is divine and has had many bodies and many lives.
That, of course, is that old idea of reincarnation,
right.
many
yeah.
lives. That comes right out of the serpent's story in the Garden of Eden. So basically, you believe in many lives. I believe, of course, it's given to once to die. So we're coming from a diametrically opposed position. But go right ahead.
Yeah, well, like I say, I began to investigate, and I found that the whole theory of reincarnation was very much included in the Bible until 552 A.D., when Emperor Justinian decided to declare it an anathema. And also investigating all around the world, I found that, you know, many African countries, for example, the Yoruba, the South Africa, you were in South Africa, Zimbabwe, all of those countries over there have a deep understanding of the truth of reincarnation.
Well, basically, of course, there's a strong occult influence in Africa. I lived in Africa. Have you ever lived in Africa?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, then you know yeah. that most people go to the witch doctor. They really want to go to the witch doctor because he can tap into this supernatural force. I know when I practiced medicine there, why, of course, people would usually go to the witch doctor before they go to the white doctor. But many times why we could help the people, he sometimes could tap into supernatural power. But, of course, I believe this power comes from the dark side. But go right ahead.
Well, you see, you called it a witch doctor, but you see, really and truly, that's a pejorative, because the fact is, a better word would be a sangoma, or a shaman. And as a matter of fact, I'm very familiar with from the Zulu shaman by the name of Credo Mutwa. Are you familiar with him?
No, I'm not.
Well, you'd find that to be quite instructive, because he is giving the history of the African people from thousands and thousands of years ago, and he was interviewed by, are you familiar with David Icke?
Yes, I am.
Okay, David Icke interviewed him for 6 hours, and he has a video out right now where he can explain to you how he considers this man, you know, who people call a witch doctor, is the most brilliant man that he's ever met in his life.
Well, of course, you notice I don't interview David Icke. I have interviewed him, but he's deeply involved with the occult as well. Most of what says is true. Well, please let me finish. Most of what he says is true, but, of course, he also takes on this whole occult mantle, and basically what he's doing is misleading people by saying 95% of what's true, and 5%, of course, leading them to this alternative spirituality. But go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not necessarily agreeing with everything David Icke has said. I was just referring to the fact that he has a very interesting six-hour interview with a man that you might call a witch doctor. He regards him as the most... And if you read his books and listen to his tapes, which you can get off the Internet, you might find that to be very, very interesting. Credo Mutwa is his name. M-U-T-W-A. First name is Credo. C-R-E-D-O.
Well, of course, in every society, there are always people who are tapping into the other dimensions. Certainly, the sorcerers. There's a series of books written some years ago about the Sorcerer's Apprentice, three books written by a man who had actually gone to a sorcerer living in Mexico, wanted to tap into this source of power that he had. Our good friend Joanna Michelson certainly was with a faith healer in Mexico, and she saw true miracles take place. She saw people cured of horrible and incurable diseases that the doctors couldn't manage, and then she thought this was from God until later on, after suddenly being convicted that what she was into was wrong, she went back and talked to all of these people and found they were demonically possessed. But go right ahead.
Okay. Well, we're litigating a little bit off the subject because I wanted to tell you about the basis for the founding of the Tree of Life bookstore in 1969. So you wanted to get these kids interested in something so they would learn and to be astute students and would to create beneficially in the world when they grow up. Because, like I say, 80% of the kids were dropping out of school. They were getting into drugs. They were getting into crime and violence. And I've been teaching in the prisons of America ever since 1958, when I started out at San Quentin Prison. And I've also taught in Sing Sing Prison. I've taught in Mansfield Prison. I've taught in the Women's Federal Penitentiary. I've taught in many prisons around. And these young people, I find that the average young black man in prison today, day before yesterday, was a 10-year-old kid bored to death in school. So that I have found that really and truly, the schools are producing the criminals, although they don't know that they are doing that. You see, we also worked with the superintendent of schools in Harlem, and I said, would you like to see where those 80% of your kids that drop out of school are? He said, yeah. So I took him over. We had the Aquarian Science free reading room, where people could read books of all kinds of subjects, not just occult. Occult is just a word that means hidden. It's not a pejorative. It just means hidden. And also, they could read about herbology. They could read about yoga. They could read about breathing. They could read about meditation. They could read about Tai Chi. They could read about many of the things that you talk about. Those are the kind of books we had, and that was what his dropout students were reading, and it blew his mind. And I said, well, listen, brother, you're the superintendent of schools here in Harlem. You're a black man. I will be happy to give you a seminar teaching you, your staff, and the parents exactly how to get these kids turned back on to serious students, just like you see right here in front of you. And you know what he told me? He said, oh, no, if I brought these books into school, I would lose my job. Now, I'm not talking about occult books. I'm talking about books about health and healing, about some of the things you talk about how people shouldn't take vaccinations and how the health is a function of the food they eat and so on and so forth. And so he told me that if he put those kind of books in his school, he would lose his job. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, I thought it was mighty strange that how could it possibly be that if you get kids that have been dropping out of school interested in reading and stopping the use of drugs, that would be something that would be advantageous, you know? I mean, hey, I've written to five different presidents, congressmen, senators, House of Representatives people, and would you believe it or not that I also found out that the schools are designed to dumb down the children?
Well, I think there's no question at all about that, and certainly I commend you for your concern about the children, because I believe that understanding God is the beginning of all wisdom. Knowledge of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. But, of course, people are looking for something. Everybody's looking for something. Unfortunately, the purpose of our education today is to destroy the children's faith in God and in Christianity, the Christian message. That's why they took God and prayer out of our school. The Masons did it very cleverly. Give us a call if you're out there. If you have a question or comment, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes. And I certainly want to thank you for all the information that you've shared, because
gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I would tend to disagree with, but he does help them. This is the thing. And he's got a lot of the children off of drugs. He's got them back into school. He's given them something to believe in. Of course, this is certainly a reflection on the organized effort in our schools to dumb down our children, to destroy them, and especially with a black child, to give them a feeling that he really cannot succeed. And there's so much being done within to destroy the black community in America. This is what pretty disturbs me. I mean, the fact that, for instance, the people who control the music will not allow good sound patriotic songs to be sung on a regular basis, songs like Steve Voss's Let's Take America Back, but they'll allow the hip-hop, derogatory things that I think are only demeaning to blacks, and yet, of course, encourage the blacks to talk in a dialect rather than to speak good English, as Bill Cosby has pointed out. If you want to get ahead, you got to be able to speak the language properly, and of course, he's ridiculed for what he says, but he's absolutely right. And so I would applaud Kanye for what he is doing, although I may not agree with the technique. At least he is concerned about the children. And how do you manage to support yourself in your efforts?
Well, to tell you the truth, we were doing quite well, because in addition to having a free reading room, if anybody wanted to buy the books, we actually began to sell them. Even though we started out with only $200 initial capital, it began to grow and grow and grow, and through the use of the credit card, I was able to, I had a bookstore that had about 7,000 titles in it, all of which everybody wanted to read all copies of, you see. And so and at the same time, we were beginning, it took us exactly 10 years to break even, starting with $75. But just as we were about to break even, guess what happened? Our friendly politicians came and tore our building down, left a vacant lot there for 22 years, and replaced what we had done to get rid of the drugs in the community. Right now on the corner of 125th and Lenox is a drugstore. And you know yourself how dangerous these drugs. Maybe it might have been Michael Jackson that bought a drug in that drugstore that killed him, you see, because I think the pharmaceutical drugs are in some ways even more dangerous than the street drugs. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think that some drugs are. I mean, some drugs, I don't think they're more dangerous than the street drugs. They're not habituating, but I think that certain drugs, like certainly the statin drugs, are certainly being abused and do very little good and a great deal of harm. But on the other hand, there's certainly, I think, $24, $25 billion a year income for the pharmaceutical industry. I think that we need to evaluate the whole pharmacological approach to medicine, and certainly get back to some of the time-proven remedies that were used 100 years ago that worked pretty well. On the other hand, the advent of antibiotics, the advent of certain drugs, truly miraculous. But I share your concern about so many of the drugs that are being pushed today are not truly beneficial. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What is this bookstore that you have today?
Well, right now, since our store was torn down and we were virtually bankrupted, I now have I'm in the basement of my aunt's house here in Atlanta, Georgia. Instead of 12,000 square feet of space, I might have 50 square feet of space. Instead of 15,000 patrons a month coming in, I'm lucky if I get 5 patrons a month. In other words, we're living right now on food stamps and on my Social Security. We have demonstrated for 40 years that we have the potential for creating a multi-billion dollar business, because we want to make entrepreneurs out of these young men that have no jobs. See, one of the things that we discovered is that a lot of people would love to have a franchise. We had 43 cities that wanted a franchise of the Tree of Life, and that's when Mr. Charles Rangel, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee in Congress, decided he wanted to tear that building down and put up a $100 million luxury hotel there. And incidentally, this is the same Charles Rangel that's a little bit, you might say, the chickens have come home to roost, because he's been forced to give up his seat as the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, and he's also being brought up on ethics charges for 13 different specific charges that he's had to go against him. and he's in deep trouble. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yes, certainly. And it's a very serious question whether he's just going to plead guilty and try to get off without
being put on probation.
But he's had to drop out his position as chairman of one of the most powerful committees in Congress. But he's in his 80s, and I suspect he'll be retiring very, very soon. But obviously, he's the man who tore down your building, huh?
Yeah, he's the guy that wants to run for Congress again, too. He hasn't gotten out of business. He says he's going to have it all justified and he'll be back in shape.
Well, I think he's going to have a hard time doing that. Hang on, Ruby. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295.
And then I found out...
Hold that.
Oh, okay.
Let us all be grateful.
All right, can you go right ahead?
Well, listen, I couldn't agree with you more. God bless America, and that's what I'm spending the rest of my life doing and the last 40 years of my life doing, making America a land that lives up to our potential from our founding fathers. You know, I don't think the founding fathers desired us to have the control of our currency by a foreign banking system so that the dollar has no value at all. I don't think our founding fathers wanted that to happen. But in any event, let me go on a little bit. I found out that Mr. Rangel, being a very, you might say, judicious fellow that he is and very enterprising, that, you know, he was very much involved in the stock market and the mutual funds and stuff like that. But now he wrote and said this to Mr. Williams from the president of the City College of New York. He says, as I informed you during our participation in the dedication of the William J. Clinton Presidential Center, see, Clinton has the Presidential Center, and several colleagues encouraged me to begin to think of the creation of an institution that would preserve the work of my public life and make it available to the public, especially to students and scholars. I am receptive to this idea if it permits me to locate these aspects of my legacy in my home Harlem community at the City of College. The creation of a Rangel Center at the City College of New York would permit me to continue my career long interest in the promotion of education and the motivation of young people towards careers in public service. Now, isn't that what we call in Swahili chutzpah? Here he is tearing down our building, and now he wants to build, set up a Charlie Rangel Center at City College, and in the promotion of education. And he then goes on, for the last 5 years, he's written to 100 foundations requesting money to the degree of $30 million. Isn't that interesting?
Well, I doubt very much he's going to get it, especially now that he's been outed for certainly some very, very shady deals. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Yeah.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Kenya Vashon McGee. And, Kenya, do you have a telephone number or website you want to get out?
Yeah. My phone number is 404-753-5700. That's 404-753-5700, and you can call me anytime. I never sleep.
All right, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, Kanya would be coming from a much different position of religiously than I would if you have a question or comment for him. But of course, he really believes that there is the ability to tap into the other dimension. And I think he is absolutely right. I just don't think that we are to do that. I think that certainly it is an extremely dangerous thing to do. Well, Candy, did you have any other points you wanted to make for our listeners tonight?
Oh, yeah, definitely. See,
Kenya, do you have a radio program?
Yes, where
is your radio program heard?
Well, we have a program that comes on over the Internet, and anybody that wants to listen to our interviews now, they can listen to it 24 hours a day. Take this website down, www.blog, that's B as in boy, L-O-G, talk, T-A-L-K, radio.com/Kanya. That's my name is Kanya, K-A-N-Y-A, blogtalkradio.com/Kanya, and you can listen to at any time, 24/7, all the 100 different interviews we've made with all kinds of people, some of which I agree with, some of which I don't agree with, some of which I've learned great stories and lessons from, and so I think you will you. So, yes, thank you for that opportunity to share that information.
Well, now, how large a listening audience do you have on your blog spot in the program?
That's, how can I tell? There's no way I can tell. I do find that wherever I go, somebody has heard the program. You know, like I say, I've been doing a lot of traveling. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Hawaii. I've been to South Africa. I've been to Ghana. I've been to Europe. I've been all around, right? And everywhere I go, somebody always comes up to me and says, hey, aren't you Brother Kanya from the Tree of Life? So somehow or another, this word has been getting out on an international basis. Maybe they heard the program. Maybe they heard some seminars we've given. Maybe somebody told them. Maybe they read a book that we blew. So there's a thousand ways. But the problem is that I really would like to get this thing out, franchise these young brothers that have no jobs. Give them a franchise so they can open up a center where we have a free reading room. We have classes on health and healing. We have classes on meditation. We have a class on Christianity, too. You know, we're not against Christianity.
Well, but how can people do this? Basically, today, money is tight. It takes money to rent a facility. It takes money to support yourself while you're in the process of doing it. I think it's a great idea, but how would you possibly franchise something like that?
Well, to tell you the truth, hey, it's already out there now. I was just listening to the baseball signing up for a player for $146 million for a 10-year playing baseball. And then I hear the musicians are making millions of dollars, basketball players. So the money is out there. What's missing is the consciousness. So now as we begin to help people understand that what we're doing is what's really going to turn this planet around, because we still haven't gotten into what I think is your favorite subject, the culling of the population. Because I do believe that the Council on Foreign Relations has its agenda to reduce the population of the world to down to about 500 million, and we're going to start off with the black population. Isn't that something that you were investigating yourself?
Well, absolutely. In fact, they're already in the process of doing it. This is why they took the mercury out of the childhood vaccines given here in the United States, but they left it in the childhood vaccines to be given to little black and brown children throughout the world.
Right.
Because, of course, the mercury actually destroys fertility. And,
right.
And it actually works through epigenetics. And basically, not only necessarily in this generation, but in the next generation and the generation after that, markedly decreasing the fertility. That's what it's really all about. But they're not going to tell people. That's why they outlawed DDT, because it was saving so many lives from malaria. So the Alexander King from the Club of Rome wrote about that, and we have that reference in my, you can check it out. We have the pages from his book where actually he talks about certainly the importance of outlawing DDT, because it's saving too many lives. This is what the AIDS epidemic is all about.
Exactly.
And why we're not really trying to stop it, this is why they put the abortion clinics certainly in the areas adjacent to black communities. This is why they're using hydroflow salicylic acid for water fluoridation in 90% of the communities that fluoridate water, because it increases the level of lead in the blood of black children much more than white or Hispanic. And that lead, of course, has a profound impact on the brain. So I agree with you, there is an agenda at attacking the blacks. Go right ahead.
That's right. And also, one of the problems is in the black community, the people are being fed food that actually makes so many people obese right now. I think half of the black population, in terms of the women and the children and the men too, are obese, you see. And one of the reasons is when you go into the supermarket, what do you see? You see a mountain, I mean thousands of bottles of Diet Coke. And as you know, Diet Coke contains aspartame, or however you pronounce it. Isn't that correct?
It's absolutely right, and of course the aspartame produces pathological obesity, and we hear all of these television programs talking about, how terrible obesity is. Well, they are actually intentionally producing it. Haven't you ever noticed that fat people are always drinking Diet Coke, and that's what's making them fat? And nobody, we've been talking about that, and I'm glad you're getting that information out, Kenya, because people must understand that the aspartame and the MSG and so many of the things that we're feeding our people are actually having terrible, terrible physiological effects. Go ahead.
Right. And then I began to find out, first of all, when doing a genealogical study, is that my great-grandmother, my great-grandmother on my father's side was a pure-blooded Cherokee Indian. And I did a little research, and I found out that Georgia, where I'm living now, is the home of the five civilized tribes, the Choctaw, Cherokee, Chickasaw, the Creek, and the Seminoles, right? And then I found out that there's a Cherokee reservation right on the border of Georgia and North Carolina. So I decided I would go up there so I get to meet some of my friends and maybe my relatives, who knows. So I went up there, and I found out something that blew my mind. That the majority of the men in the Cherokee Reservation are all obese. Many of them have diabetes, and many of them have had their feet amputated, which is as a result. And then I found out we all eat at McDonald's. You see, so we discovered that the fast foods that you eat are really ending up causing so many people to be obese, which brings on heart troubles and brings about all kinds of early dying and stuff like that. And that fits right into the other programs that they've got going. See, you're probably familiar with what they call the chemtrails that drop down out of the sky every morning.
Sure they are. Go ahead.
Okay. And so as a result, what we have discovered is that there is a definite plan to get people so they eat the wrong foods, drink the wrong drinks, you see, get obese and hurry up and die, and that's part of the culling of the population. This is just one of the ways. I also found another way of culling the population, which is very, very, shall we say, occult, hidden, esoteric, and that is through the use of cell phones. I found out from doing some investigation that when you put a cell phone up to your head, listening to it, as billions of people do, you are actually cooking your brain, and a tumor that often develops within a 5 or 10 year period after people use that for an extended period of time. As a physician, would you agree with that or not?
Well, I will tell you that I have no question at all this is true. Now, I think that the occasional use of a cell phone is not harmful. The regular use, like that most people are doing, is terribly harmful. In fact, the University of Washington, we actually have their publication, the University of Washington, had actually done research on this and found that the cell phones produce DNA damage. They were going to actually report this, and they were threatened. They were told that they would not get any more grants for their college, and all sorts of dire predictions were made. They were actually threatened and harassed, and to their credit, they went ahead and published the article, and they even put it in their alumni bulletin. One of my very best friends is a graduate of the University of Washington, and he gave me their statement. Now, you would think this would be on the front page of papers across America, and 60 Minutes would be talking about how the University of Washington was threatened with withdrawal of funds and bankruptcy, and suddenly cutting off the relationship with other universities and qualifications, if they dared to let the American people know that cell phones were potentially dangerous.
Right.
And not a word in the control media. You're absolutely right.
Exactly.
Kenya. People are being intensely damaged, and not simply by cell phones, but by so many of the things that are going on today that are designed to destroy their health and promote cancers. And certainly, whether it be the bisphenols that line every tin can, the bisphenols which are in plastic and the baby bottles given to children, when you warm them up, you get the estrogens from the bisphenols into the milk, and of course this causes hormonal hormonal changes in little baby boys, you're giving them estrogen-like products. You'll find the bisphenols are actually in the ink on many of the receipts you get when you buy something at the store, and you simply you pick up the receipt. And if you get the ink on your fingers, that fingers is bisphenol in many instances, about 40% of it, and you're getting, of course, the toxic effect. Yes, America is under attack today from so many points of view, and this is why people are going to have to get back to eating natural foods and simply growing their own foods and doing everything we can to withdraw as much as we can from this society, which is really constructed specifically for the purpose of population control. You're absolutely right, Kanya. They really do intend to kill off most of the people. They're in the process of doing it. They're suppressing treatments for cancer, but we could talk on for hours on this right. subject. Go ahead.
Right. Well, in particular, when I was in Ghana, what really blew my mind was every child, just about every, and thousands of people milling around the streets of Accra, Ghana, right? And thousands of people, many of these young boys, have cell phones. That's how they make a living. They rent you a cell phone by the minute, and there's thousands and thousands of people using cell phones every second over in Ghana, and I'm sure in South Africa too, where I visited. I even went to visit the Bushmen in the Kalahari Desert. You know, I went down to Namibia. I went to Botswana. You know, I like to get around. But anyhow, the point is that you've got these thousands of people that are going to one day wake up with tumors. Not to mention the fact is that what they're listening to on the cell phone is also being tapped in by the National Security Agency.
Of course, I always worry about this, the DNA damage simply to the molecular structure of the brain, and this may very well influence their other thought processes down the line. But go right ahead.
Right. I was also of the opinion that the NSA, which is the National Security Agency, has the technology now so they can listen to every word you say anytime you use a cell phone or a regular phone.
Well, not only that, they can listen to everything you say when you're on the cell phone when you have it turned on.
Exactly.
They can listen to what you say if they have special software installed when you have your cell phone turned off, unless, of course, you take out the batteries. And this is what people don't understand. They can not only listen to what you say, they can track exactly where you are even when your cell phone is turned off.
Exactly. Well, we're right in tune along all these lines, too. And also, I found out that when you are born, they take your birth certificate and send it to the Department of Commerce and then write a bond on you, which is sold on Wall Street. You're probably familiar with that.
No, I'm really not. In fact, that sounds pretty wild to me. But
yeah, I don't know anything about that. I won't bother talking about it anymore, but I'll send you the information which you can judge for yourself, because it really blew my mind when I found that out. Now, of course, we know about the value of the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor are there any reserves. Would you agree with that?
I certainly would.
Okay, well, because that's where the money that we have, that we owe right now, gets locked up, because when they came right here to Georgia, at Jekyll Island, 1910, and they had a group of mysterious men that met to plan the opening up of a central bank, only they called it the Federal Reserve, and it was done surreptitiously in the winter of 1913 when Woodrow Wilson was the president. They slipped in while the people were out on vacation and passed that Federal Reserve Act, which gave foreign bankers the right to print up our money and lend it to the government.
Well, I don't know if they're foreign bankers, but there certainly may be some foreign ownership of the stock of the Federal Reserve System, but it's primarily owned by American banks, many of which are interlocked with European banks.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, what that did then is if you're printing up the money at no cost and lending it to the federal government at interest rates, that's where some of our $12 trillion federal deficit comes from. And so we're in deep trouble. I understand there's a possibility that we may have to demonetize the dollar. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I think that they're going to devalue the dollar. They won't demonetize it, but they can devalue the dollar to the point where it becomes worthlessly useless, or essentially useless.
Well, when I say demonetize, if they replace the dollar with the Amero, which is also a distinct possibility, if they're able to hook the three countries of of Mexico, Canada, and the United States into a borderless one country and then create a single currency called the Amero, they have definitely demonetized the dollar. That's what I was referring to.
All right, fine. Certainly, I would certainly agree with that. And there really is an effort, of course, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation.
Exactly.
To merge us into, first of all, a North American Union, and then that North American Union will merge with the other unions,
exactly,
the European Union, the South American Union, the African Union, into this one world government, which has always been the goal of the occult forces working back all the time, going back to the mystery religions and secret societies and the Kabbalah, all working towards this one purpose, and that is the establishment of this one world government under the rule of one individual. This is what Plato wrote about in his book, The Republic, and it's really, of course, every freshman college student is required to take philosophy 1A, and what do? You read The Republic, but most people have no idea what Plato is talking about. It is only for the elect that they understand.
That's right.
But this is the goal of everything going on today. But go right ahead, Kenya.
Yeah, well, what I was also wanted to say was I appreciated your telling me about the poetry of, you know, some of these very famous people, you know, and I have read that poem that you said about Woolsey Hall or something like that.
Right, for a dip into the future, far as any eye could see.
Exactly.
That was, of course, Lord Tennyson, one of the most important city poems, because it foretells what this is all about, and concludes with this idea of, till the war drums throbbed no longer and the battle flags were furled in the Parliament of Man, the Federation of the World, and that's what it's really all about.
Exactly.
Hey.
Exactly.
Okay, well, one more time, once you get your telephone number out, then we'll let you go.
Okay. 404-753-5700. And if you want to find out our website, all you have to do is Google my name, Kenya McGee, and you'll find out everything we've been doing for the past 40 years.
All right, fine, Kenya. God bless, and thanks so very much.
Thank you very much for having me on your program.
Bye-bye.
Peace and love.
Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and certainly that's very...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Week on 60 different outlets and trying to educate people about what is really going on in the world. And you must understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle. There is a parallel dimension. There are supernatural forces. Let me suggest you get my three pamphlet set on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. If you'd like something put out by the other side that tells you what they're really doing, it's called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. It's a little pamphlet put out by the Lucis Trust, and they want to get the information out. We would like to help them. And so if you get something else from us and ask for a copy of The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy, we'll send it to you. And they'll tell you exactly what they're doing. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll want to get the book we carry called The Alien Interviews. We have a book called Alien Intervention. It goes into the background of UFOs, which are really demonic manifestations. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there really are demonic forces. They're not imaginary, they're real. And that, going along with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will help you to begin to grasp an understanding of what is really going on. And of course, this battle has been going on since the time when Nimrod tried to unite the world, under the under his rule. And of course, he built the Tower of Babylon, but it was never completed. And basically, if you go to Strasbourg today, you will find there, where the European Union meets, a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. And that's what the European Union is all about. You see, the people involved in the occult understand. They just don't want us to understand. And that is, of course, they have a European Union, they want a North American Union, they want to do this all throughout the world. And I really feel that the coming war is going to be used to consolidate the world. It is going to be used to undermine the fabric of our society, to impoverish our people, and I fear many, many people, out of desperation, as the living standards lower here in America and people lose their homes, people begin to lose hope. Why, of course, they would be willing to accept giving up our sovereignty and our freedom with the promise of a better world. But let me tell you, this will not be a better world. It will be a living hell. You must understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There are people who want to destroy this nation. If you haven't read Henry Kissinger's January 2009 article in the New York Times called A Chance for a New World Order. You can get that on the internet or you can get it from us. That's Henry Kissinger, January 2009. A Chance for a New World Order in the New York Times. Get it and read it. Where he tells you people will have two choices. Nations will have two choices, either chaos or join the new international order. Henry Kissinger is one of the primary forces behind this. And people do not understand Henry Kissinger is involved in the occult. And when you understand that, it all begins to make sense. He was apparently a frequent visitor, according to an article in West Magazine, to La Baca Grande, the occult center there in Colorado, where he and Robert Strange McNamara attended on a regular basis. And, of course, remember Robert Strange McNamara? He was the boy, Secretary of Defense, who sent American boys to fight and bleed and suffer and die in Vietnam, but never allow to win. We were sent there simply to die. And that is, for us, what I think this next war is going to be. Another war where our boys, an awful lot of them, will die unnecessarily. And they're sitting over there, sitting ducks in the Near East right now, and nobody's even talking about the very real possibility that we are moving towards a war within perhaps a few weeks, a few months. I don't know when it's coming, but everything points in that direction. So please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we'll be back tomorrow.